You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some breaking news. Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, just posted an utterly deranged tweet in which he calls for the destruction of the enemy ideology. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Republican leaders like Stephen Miller have got to stop using the death of somebody who they call their friend to further drive violence and division and jump to conclusions. I mean, we don't even know the ideology of the shooter. We don't know anything about him. We have a blurry photo of some 25-year-old dude. He looks to be in that age range, and that's all we know. Yet Stephen Miller and other Republicans did not waste a second to jump to conclusions and try to villainize the other side. Now, I do want to say some politicians on the right and some pundits have been responsible about this. I mean, I understand the normal reaction, of course. Seeing somebody that you know and that you've seen rise next to you get shot in front of a bunch of people in front of the world is, of course, going to be very traumatic. I understand the grief of many commentators. Of course I do. But many are taking it too far. Even Republican Congressman Thomas Massie said Donald Trump's rhetoric took it too far in the wake of the shooting after he immediately blamed the quote-unquote radical left. So the point is, Stephen Miller makes this long post that starts off with, there is an ideology that has been steadily growing. And he claims that the ideology wants to destroy everything good. I'll read it in just 1 second. But again, we don't know the ideology of the shooter. And this is Stephen Miller weaponizing his friend's death to achieve cynical aims. He rushed to Twitter to post this unhinged statement. And you know what's happening as a result of all of these right-wingers jumping to conclusions before we even have any answers? We've seen today multiple HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, had to lock down for terroristic threats. Alabama State University, Hampton University, Virginia State University, Southern University and A&M College, multiple more had to lock down due to threats. Right after this happened, there was a potential bomb threat at the DNC headquarters in D.C. Capitol Police responded and figured out that it was a non-credible threat from some random person. But the point stands. When Stephen Miller and people like this try to sow violence and division off of the back of this, it is dangerous. I also want to point out, Donald Trump was at a 9/11 memorial today, and he just was looking very out of it, which then leads to the question, who is controlling the policy or the direction off the back of the Charlie Kirk shooting? If we know one thing about Stephen Miller, it's that he's essentially the mastermind of the administration. Donald Trump intentionally cedes a lot of power to him because he's tired. We know this reporting from people around him. Donald Trump is just tired, and Stephen Miller spearheads a lot of the immigration policy, a lot of the legal policy. Stephen Miller spearheads a lot of the social slash transgender or LGBTQ related policies. That is Stephen Miller spearheading this. So the question becomes, when we have multiple photos of Donald Trump looking like this, I'm going to scroll through them. Multiple different angles, or it looks bad. Look at the left side of his face, or I guess that would be the right side of his face from where he's sitting, sloping down to the right. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions because that is not something that we do on the Adam Mockler show, but overall, he's tired, and that is very, very visible. While that's happening, Stephen Miller seems to be making a jump, seems to be trying to, quote-unquote, destroy the ideology that we don't even know yet. Let's start off with Stephen Miller's wife, who posted like an hour after the shooting, quote, "It's a real treat to see all these liberals condemn political violence now. You called us Hitler. You called us Nazis. You called us racists. You have blood on your hands." Then Project Liberal responds, "Hey, Grok, did Katie Miller condemn the assassination of Minnesota State Senator Melissa Hortman and her husband?" Remember, just 2 or 3 months back, a Minnesota State Senator was shot in her home. Then another state representative was shot in his home, but he survived. And Grok said, "Based on my search of Katie Miller's ex-posts and public statements since the June 2025 assassination, I found no evidence of her condemning the attack." No evidence. So don't sit here and feign concern about the political state of America when you have led to this. Katie Miller, your husband has led to this. Let's read the Stephen Miller post. Remember, while Stephen Miller is typing this up, Donald Trump is just I don't even know. Let's continue here. There's an ideology that has been... And just remember, while Stephen Miller was typing this up, Donald Trump does not look to be in his best condition whatsoever. His eyes are barely open. Stephen Miller starts off his post, and remember, we don't know the ideology of the shooter. Stephen Miller starts off his post by saying, there is an ideology that has been steadily growing in this country, which hates everything that is good, righteous, and beautiful, and celebrates everything that is warped, twisted, and depraved. It is an ideology at war with family and nature. It is envious, malicious, and soulless. It is an ideology that looks upon the perfect family with bitter rage while embracing the serial criminal with tender warmth. Sorry, just an aside. This is me now. You know who is really vindicated in this moment? Is Terry Moran, the man who was fired for saying that Stephen Miller nourishes himself off of hatred. Remember that? He's so vindicated. To continue. Its adherents organize constantly to tear down and destroy every mark of grace and beauty while lifting up everything monstrous and foul. I hear a lot of adjectives being thrown around, not a lot of substance or examples. He then says, it's an ideology that leads, always, inevitably, and willfully to violence. Violence against those who uphold order, uphold faith, and uphold family. He then says, we see the workings of this ideology in every posting online cheering the evil assassination. Postings from those in positions of institutional authority, educators, healthcare workers. The fate of millions depends on the defeat of the wicked ideology. Here's a difference, Stephen Miller. Here is the core difference that I'm going to point out. Over the past 24 hours, every single Democratic leader, both in Congress and the media, all former presidents have condemned this. Obama condemned this. Clinton condemned this. Hassan Piker, who was usually known as somebody who's farther to the left, immediately was like, this is messed up, man. Why would anybody do this? Everybody said, this is not productive for America. Now, the people who were cheering this on were random people online. There's always going to be random people online cheering stuff on. Here's the difference. The conservatives in positions of power are the ones who are currently escalating. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, made a meme post 3 days ago in which he made fun of Nancy Pelosi's husband for getting his head bashed in with a skull by a MAGA supporter a few years back. Trump was joking about this 3 days ago. He didn't care. Nobody called him out. Donald Trump made a post saying that he was going to declare war on Chicago. He said, Chicago was about to find out why it's called the Department of War. It was an AI image of Chicago being attacked and invaded. This is all inflammatory and escalatory. And guess what? It's not coming from some random person in a Twitter or Blue Sky comment section. It's not coming from some flagged comment on YouTube. This is coming from the President of the United States. And guess what his Deputy Chief of Staff is saying? You don't have to guess, because Stephen Miller is saying this right here. He calls this ideology something that essentially needs to be destroyed before we destroy the West. But you want to know my ideology? I'm very firmly someone who believes in the democratic system. I think that after World War II, a bunch of world leaders came together and realized that this is not sustainable. Whatever we have is not sustainable. So we built a democratic coalition called NATO. Within that coalition, a bunch of countries decided to hold international norms and standards. Those countries then developed their own democratic systems, or many of them had systems that were further nourished and fed through alliances of like-minded people. We've built not only this global network of democracy, but at home, we've built a country where hopefully people can live their best lives. My critique of the country is that a lot of times people who are in vulnerable positions at the bottom aren't able to live their best lives due to lack of opportunity. That can be fixed through better housing, better healthcare, redistribution of wealth. What about this ideology that I pointed out of global democracy and domestic redistribution? What about any of that is violent or destructive? I want this for the betterment of America. And Stephen Miller's rhetoric is the reason stuff like this happens. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.